Another Chase County boys basketball season about ready to start. And, Coach, I know last year, with the schedule early, you revert back to last year, you did not get off to the greatest start, but that schedule just kind of flips home and away. And, boy, the start of the season, the teams you play, I know talking to Zach, kind of the same boat and the girls, but, boy, the boys have a tough opening this season, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. And you know, we're kind of used to it at this point. You know, Cozad has been a really strong program for a long time. You know, even before Coach Bros took over, you know, they were doing a really good job. And since he took over, you know, got a state tournament appearance last year, and they're just looking to be, you know, as good this year as they were last year. And you know, McCook, that kind of seems like a game that, you know, is always super competitive. Seems like maybe the last couple of years the home team has had kind of an advantage there, but, you know, McCook's always going to be physical and battle us. And then you turn around the next week and doesn't get any easier with Sydney and Ogallala. So and then even Bridgeport, you know, later on there before Christmas. So the schedule, it is difficult, but we also learn a lot about ourselves and the team that we have early so that we can get better throughout the year.
Got some experience back, Coach. What, two of your top three scorers back? You got your top rebounders. What, two of your top three rebounders back? A lot of experience. Yeah, you lost some key seniors, don't get me wrong, but you've got some experienced guys coming back too.
Yeah, we do. I'm pretty excited about the collective group that we have coming back. You know, we're going to miss those seniors. They did a lot for us over the past 3 or 4 years. But, you know, like you said, we do have leading scorers, leading rebounders coming back. You know, Noah Rao, he's played, you know, he's been basically a starter for 3 years now. You know, Lucas Fries played a lot as a sophomore, and he's going to kind of be a, you know, accept a bigger role as a junior. James Bamba saw a lot of time at the end of last year. Same thing with Zach Anderson. You know, so we have some guys that have a lot of varsity, you know, big game experience. And then, you know, we're going to have some guys that we kind of have to bring along a little bit at the beginning of the season.
You've got some size too. Good guard play back once again, but you can rebound with the best of them, and hopefully those bigs can help you out scoring wise, kind of like they did last year. Noah was your second leading scorer, so hopefully he can stay that way and even maybe throw out a few more points this year.
Yes, absolutely. The key cog in our system is going to be our big men. And, you know, at the top level, it's Noah Rao. You know, we got to make sure that he's getting the ball. And the thing about Noah, he's one of the most unselfish players also. You know, I would like to see him score more too, but he's also going to make the right play. He's a really good passer. And, you know, it seems like, I feel like this year we've got some guys that can hit some shots and do some things with that. So, yeah, like you said, we're big. We can rebound. Hopefully that leads to some second chance opportunities on the offensive glass. But, you know, we've got some guards that can shoot it and drive it too. So hopefully just a nice combination for a basketball team.
And that's where your experience was last year. Your upperclassmen seniors was your new guard play. Who's the guy or guys stepping in guard to handle the ball for you and shoot the perimeter jumpers? Who's kind of been leading the way in practice, and you're kind of hoping the game's coming up?
So Zach Anderson, he's a sophomore. He kind of came in late last year. Actually had a big game against Central City, first round of sub-districts. I think he had, he went 6 for 7 from three, or maybe 7 for 8 from three. But you know, he's a JV player for us last year and kind of just grew and grew and grew. And by the end of the season, we're like, holy cow, this kid's a pretty good varsity player. And now he's sophomore season. He's grown a little bit. So, you know, we're looking at Zach Anderson to kind of be an outside scorer, but he can drive it too. And then we've got a junior, Brandon Shavira. He's more of a guard defender, but he can, you know, he can shoot it and drive it as well. And then we got another sophomore guard, Destry Oxford. He'll come in off the bench, but he's a really good point guard, can see the floor pretty well. And then along with James Bamba and Lucas Fries, you know, those guys can shoot the ball pretty well too. So I feel like a good balance of options.
Always like to get your take on the SBVA conference. Got a hopefully have yourselves right in the thick of things, Perkins County. You know, Bridgeport, St. Pat's, I know didn't really have the football season that they wanted to, but, you know, teams like that, is it kind of even? I mean, you add two teams, of course, with Mitchell and Valentine as well. Is it pretty much even across the board in the boys' division, the SPVA, this year?
Yeah, I would say, you know, out of the eight teams, it's about as even as it could get. I think every team going to that tournament, I feel like we say this every year, you know, is going to have a chance to win that thing, depending on their the first round matchup is always big. If you can get a favorable first round matchup and then go from there. But yeah, we got eight teams now. Mitchell and Valentine were added this past year, so 18 conference tournament. For the first time in a long time, I think, with this SPVA. So that'll be different. But, you know, like Bridgeport, North Platte, St. Pat's, Kimball, you know, I think those teams are probably, and even Valentine, you know, they had a really good season last year, and they dropped down to C2 this year, and I don't think they lost much. So I expect a very, very competitive SPVA tournament. And hopefully, if we're doing things the right way, Chase County's right there in the thick of